So as you see, the title of the talk is How to Double Your Business in 1 Year Using Public Speaking. So you guys all showed up here. What do you want to get out of this talk? Yes. Oh, no problem. Okay. What are you guys going to get out of this? Like, what are the top three? Okay. Who wants money, money, and more money? Sounds good. What else do you guys want to get out of this talk? Yes. Okay. So your name? Melanie wants to be able to charge for public speaking instead of doing it for free all the time. Who's hiring a speaker? What else? Yes, in the back. How to fill a room. That's a tough one. I'll show you what I do for that. And there was something in the middle here. Yes. How to keep your audience captivated. You threaten them with push-ups if they don't listen. So here's the agenda for today. We're going to cover those things. And if I don't, I am going to be here, booth 27. So feel free to chat one-on-one later on. But here's the agenda for today. We're going to talk about the single most important factor in public speaking that virtually guarantees sales. Anybody ever heard of a speaker who is amazing but doesn't sell? Everybody, right? Most speakers are amazing, they get applause, they get standing ovations, but they don't sell. We, as entrepreneurs, we want one thing, sales, right? I'll show you how to do that. Then, we're going to talk about how to create an irresistible offer that generates leads like crazy, okay? So it's very, very important to figure out what's the right thing, what's the right bait to use to get your audience to respond to you, to interact with you, to buy what you're selling. Then, we're going to talk about how to organize your talk from beginning to end that leads your audience to want them to sell your services. You ever been at a talk where it's kind of like the speaker is giving you lots of great content, then it comes to the sales pitch and it's awkward and it's jarring? Anybody? I see a lot of heads nodding. I'll teach you how not to have that happen to you. I'll teach you how to do it so the audience actually craves to find out what is the service you're selling, what's the product you're selling, what are you offering. Then we're going to talk about how to make money from public speaking without public speaking. Who'd like to do that? Who wouldn't? That's what I thought. So I'll teach you how to do that. And then, I'm going to make you a special offer. So let's start. So what's my story? What's my background? That's coming up. When I was in high school, I wanted to be a personal trainer. I wanted to help people lose weight, gain muscle, have more energy, less lower back pain, and so on. And so after I turned 18, I became a personal trainer, started working on my degree in kinesiology at York University. And in there, while going through school at York, I was working at the Jewish Community Center on Bathurst and Shepherd, as well as the Bayview Golf and Country Club on Leslie and Steeles. I was getting a lot of referrals at the country club. I broke a 50-year-old record for personal training sales. I was happy. My clients were happy, and so on. So I kind of hated my boss, so started my own business. For anybody resonate with that? So I started my own business. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm a good personal trainer. In the country club, in the community center, I'm getting lots of referrals. I'll go out on my own, and I'll continue getting lots of referrals. So yeah, started my own business. Was pretty happy, but then reality hit. Being a good trainer is not enough, okay? Being a good nutritionist is not enough. Being a good naturopath is not enough, okay? So the first year in business was a little tough, okay? So I'm thinking, again, I'm a good trainer. I'll get referrals. Not the case. Again, first year, I'm thinking, wow, I'm not getting referrals anymore. how many of you can resonate with that? Yeah, a lot of heads nodding. And so I didn't know where my next client was coming from. I didn't know how to get people to refer. I didn't know how to generate a consistent, steady stream of clients. So I started having financial problems, and I wasn't really sure how to generate the business that I wanted to generate. So I tried a bunch of different marketing strategies. One is I mailed a bunch of sales letters to fairly affluent neighborhoods. So I mailed 2,000 sales letters to homes in Forest Hill, 2,000 homes in Thornhill Woods, 2,000 homes in Bridal Path, and can anybody guess what the results were? Zero. That's correct. Then I tried posting on, Craigslist and Kijiji. Anybody ever done that? Yeah, a lot of heads. No results? Nope, because you're advertising where everybody else is advertising. Same here, no results. That went on for about a year and a half or 2 years. Then I tried getting an ad in a newspaper. I think it was called the North York Guardian or North York Mirror. something like that. Anyways, it had a circulation of 93,000 homes in North York. I'm thinking, man, if 93,000 homes see my ad, all I need is one client or maybe two clients to break even on that ad. Now, 93,000 homes, I'm thinking there's maybe two or three people per home who read that newspaper. So I'm thinking that's probably 150, maybe 200,000 eyes who will see that ad. So the ad cost $1,500. The result?
Zero.
Correct. Very disappointing. So then I turned to public speaking. Okay, I was reading a lot of books on marketing because my degree is in kinesiology, not in marketing, not in sales. But all the books that I read said, do public speaking. Now, I'm not a gifted speaker. I was terrified of public speaking. So at first, I'm thinking, okay, I'll speak to a group no larger than 8. Okay? Good times. So as you can tell, I've matured a little bit. So I turned to public speaking. And at first, like I said, I started speaking to small groups. So at first, high schools. I spoke to Langstaff, Stephen Lewis, etc. There was one girl's gym class that I spoke at. And so just sort of like confidence building talks. So not really anything where I could really get clients, but just to build up my confidence to get to larger and larger audiences. Eventually, so I did a bunch of talks. A bunch of them failed. The first 30 or 40 didn't do so well, okay, because I was becoming a good speaker. But there's a difference between being a good speaker and knowing how to sell, how to speak profitably, okay? It has to be more systematic. It has to be more precise. It has to be more strategic, okay? So again, first 30 or 40 talks, I got zero clients. But I was building my mailing list, so I stuck with it. I thought maybe if I kept mailing them long enough, the good content, about exercise, nutrition, weight loss, eventually, I'll get some subscribers and some sales and some personal training clients. And it worked over time, but not as consistently as I'd like. So eventually, after refining my methodology more and more and more, getting better at not just speaking, but selling from the stage, I spoke at a meetup group for Life After 40 Singles. That one talk resulted in $12,000 in sales within a couple weeks. Okay, I was pretty happy. To this day, from repeat clients and referral business, this single talk resulted in probably over $30,000 in counting, because those clients who came from that are still with us, with myself and my trainers. So at that point, I thought, well, that's pretty fun. I don't have to advertise anymore. I don't have to do other funky stuff like Craigslist, Kijiji, newspapers, stuff like that. So that was good. Then I was hired to speak by various different companies, RBC, CIBC, Sun Life, Crowe Silverman, a large accounting firm in Midtown Toronto, Qualcomm, very large software engineering company, Human Resources Professionals Association, Sears, and others. Ontario Podiatric Medical Association, and others. So profits were going high. I was very happy. In fact, I even had to hire other trainers. So at this point, I no longer personally take on new clients. The trainers who are working for me are taking on new clients. So life was good, you know? So eventually, I came out with this book, which you all have in your bag. It's called Stop Exercising the Way You Are Doing It Now. Okay, and what is that about? Basically, whenever I was doing these talks at Qualcomm, RBC, CIBC, SoundLife, and so on, I was always getting asked the same, basically 7 questions. What do you think of this supplement Dr. Oz recommended? What do you think of CrossFit? What do you think of Paleo? What do you think of Atkins? What do you think of et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Fill in the blank. Why am I doing like 5 hours a week of cardio and not losing body fat? And so on. So basically the same questions you guys probably get asked, so I put those questions into the book. And the book's been doing good, and then I got invited to speak to New Jersey. That's coming in a few weeks, also about exercise and nutrition and weight loss. And so now life is good. I'm no longer worried about where the next client is coming from. I'm no longer worried about what marketing strategy, what tactic can I use, what ad can I buy to get more new clients. I have one tool in my arsenal. It's extremely powerful. None of my competitors are doing it, fortunately. And you know, there's no worries anymore. Okay? So life is good. So I'm going to backtrack a little bit, and I'm going to ask you, what do you think is the single most important factor to your success as a public speaker? And let me refine that question a little bit. Not just as a public speaker, but in your ability to sell your services from the stage. What's the single most important factor? Yes. Confidence, great.
Likeability factor.
Likeability factor. Emotional connection. In the back.
Outgoing.
What's that?
Authentic.
call to action right up there. Yeah, over here. A template or a system, very important, excellent. I'm gonna, yeah, exactly. I'm gonna take one more. Let's go, somebody, passion. They're all important. So let me tell you what it first is not. The single most important factor in public speaking is not being a polished speaker, okay? So you do not have to be as polished as a Barack Obama to get sales, okay? So personally, I make a lot of mistakes when I speak, okay? I speak way too fast. You might guys notice that throughout the talk. And if you tell me to slow down, I'll slow down. But then I'll forget and I'll speed up again. Just the way it goes. Sometimes my little accent seeps through. People can't figure out what my accent is. It's a mix of Russian and Hebrew. It's not French. I guess when you combine Russian and Hebrew, you get French. But it's Russian and Hebrew. So I make a lot of mistakes. And yet, it doesn't hurt my sales. So you don't have to be a polished speaker to be profitable from the stage. So what is the single most important factor? You guys mentioned some of them, but the single most important factor is a starving crowd. Okay, so passion's important, yes, likability, emotional connection, all good factors, but a starving crowd is the single most important thing you can have. So it's not so much what you're saying, it's who are you saying it to. Okay, so let me ask you, in your worksheets, if you have it with you, take 2 minutes and figure out who is your starving crowd. Who do you want as clients? But before you start, let me preempt this a little bit. Do not say everybody. Okay. Let me ask you, who makes more money, a doctor or a brain surgeon? Brain surgeon. Who makes more money, a brain surgeon or a brain surgeon who specializes in children? Brain surgeon specializes in children. Who makes more money, a brain surgeon who specializes in children or a brain surgeon who specializes in children with epilepsy, right? Did you see how narrow we got all the way from just doctor to the epileptic surgeon? Yet who makes more money? The specialist. The more specialized you get, within reason, the more money you get. So take 2 minutes, think who is the single most valuable client to you, either from a personal satisfaction standpoint or from a profitability standpoint. So take 2 minutes and let's do that. Okay. So anybody want to share who their starving crowd is? Maybe somebody here can help you. Yes, in the back. Nice. Is there a new mom who's disconnected with their body right here? Go to her afterwards. Okay. Anybody else want to share theirs? Yes. One more time. Okay. So parents of children who have ADHD. Cool. So a starving crowd, remember, that's the single most important factor in a talk where you're speaking to sell. Okay. Now that you know your starving crowd, turn on your phones. I know it's rare to say, but turn on your phones and look through your contact list who can set you up with a group, with your starving audience. So let's say that your starving crowd is diabetics, for instance. Do you know anybody who is a human resources manager of the Ontario Diabetic Association or something like that? Okay, so take 5 minutes. Pull out your smartphones, look on your LinkedIn, look through your smartphones, look through your contact list, look through your Facebook, and see who are 3, 4, 5 people who can connect you to your starving crowd. You guys can fill this out a little bit later during the break. So, quick review. What's the single most important factor in public speaking? With more gusto. What? Very good. So the single most important factor in public speaking is a starving crowd. You want to speak to people who want what you're selling, even if they don't know it yet. Now, let's talk about what you should offer. Because nobody really buys a nutritional consultation. They don't want to buy a supplement. They don't want to buy personal training. They want to buy better health. They want to buy better blood sugar control. They want to buy more freedom, more energy, feeling more attractive, more confidence. That's what they're buying. Your service, your nutritional consultation, your supplement, whatever, is just a vehicle to that. So let's talk about what you should offer. What's the bait? The first criteria, so I'm going to give you three criteria that you can use to design an irresistible offer. First, it has to be attractive, okay? And I'll tell you about how what I use later on. But it has to be an attractive offer, okay? So what does your target market want? The moms who are unhappy with their bodies, what do they want? They want to be able to fit into their clothes better, right? They want to feel attractive, and they want to have more energy. So that's what you're offering. You're not offering a nutritional consultation. You're offering more energy, better fitting into your clothes better, and losing weight. It needs to be inexpensive. That's $20 or less, or free. Okay? Why? Because if you're speaking in front of an audience for the first time, they're meeting for the first time, let's say your nutritional consultation costs $90 or $100, it's very hard to get somebody to commit to $90 or $100 off the first meeting. So you need to have some way to bridge the gap between free, which is the talk, and something, your full service package, which might be across 20 sessions, might be $1,500, might be $2,000, okay? So you need something to bridge that gap, so you need what's called a lead magnet. And again, it needs to be inexpensive, $20 or less, or free. And the third is it has to have a high perceived value, okay? Emphasis on the word perceived. So it doesn't have to have an actually high value, but although even better if it does. For example, what do you think a book costs? 20, 30 bucks? What do you think a book costs the author to print? Depending on the quantity, but anywhere between $1 and $4. So a book sells for between $20 and $50, but what does it cost to print? $1 to $4, okay? So high perceived value, low actual production value, okay? So those are the three criteria of what you should offer to have the most attractive offer possible. Mm-hmm. Got it? Good. Now, fill in the worksheet. What can you offer that meets these three criteria? Take 1 minute. Okay? So now that you have your offer, let's talk about how to structure your talk. So what do you say step by step from beginning to end that takes people from I don't know who you are to I want what you're selling. I want your nutritional consultation. I want your supplement. I want your program coaching and so on. So let's talk about it. The first thing you do is you introduce yourself. Okay? You introduce yourself, right? You don't just say, let's talk about diabetes. You say, my name is, and what got you into it. Okay? So a good introduction should contain your origin story, okay? Remember my origin story? So I started working in the Jewish Community Center, Bavli Golf and Country Club, and so on. So include your struggles, okay? Again, my struggle is I didn't know how to market. I didn't know how to sell. I didn't know how to speak, okay? Include your origin story. Include your struggles. If you look like you came down from Mount Olympus and everything was good right from the beginning, people can't resonate with that, okay? So include your struggles. What was tough for you? What was frustrating, okay? Show some emotion. Then, what makes you different than your competitors? I'm going to pick on naturopathic doctors for a second, but whenever I go to talks by naturopathic doctors, I always hear them say, this is how naturopathic medicine is different than conventional medicine. That's great. It's important to distinguish that. But then what separates you from the naturopathic doctor down the street, right? So you have to make that distinction as well. So what separates you as a nutritionist from every other nutritionist? Just the fact that you individualize things and you listen to your patients or your clients and you make it more holistic, well, every nutritionist is trained to do that. What makes you different, okay? So identify that part. And then your superpower, okay? So what makes you so passionate, so good about doing what you're doing? So for example, if you are working with children who have ADHD, maybe you had a child who had ADHD, and using natural therapies, you were able to reverse their ADHD, and now they're getting straight A's in school. They're able to focus better. They're probably in Harvard or something like that, okay? So state your superpower. What makes you unique? What makes you so passionate about that specific area? Why do you want to work with moms who are unhappy with their bodies? Why do you want to work with parents who have ADHD? Why do you want to work with diabetics, football players, soccer players, everyday people? What makes you so passionate about that? Okay, then you identify their pain points. So the mom who's unhappy with her body, identify what makes her so unhappy. Clothes don't fit. her husband doesn't look at her the way he used to anymore. So identify what it truly is that frustrates them. The parents of kids with ADHD, well, my child can't focus, which hurts me to see them not being able to grasp this stuff in school and all their peers are grasping it. So actually identify their pain points, touch on them, okay? Make the audience interact with you. Make them tell you how it feels to fill in the blank, have that problem. And then make them really feel the pain points. So for example, with the woman who can't fit into her clothes, with the moms who are unhappy with their bodies, so let's say she says, I can't fit into my clothes. So then you take the psychologist standpoint and ask, how does that make you feel, right? And then she says, well, I don't feel that my husband is looking at me the way he used to. And how does that make you feel? So dig deep. Annoy them a little bit. Don't. But pain points. Make them really feel what it is that you want them to feel, right? We're drawn to action by lack of satisfaction with what we're currently doing. Then you offer the solutions. This is where you really, really shine, okay? So this is where you talk about the neurology, the physiology, the supplements. For example, if you're talking to insomniacs, you tell them, well, you take something called 5-HTP. What it does is that you have something called serotonin, which gets converted to something called 5-HTP, which then gets converted to melatonin. As a result of taking 5-HTP, you're able to sleep. That's where you really showcase your genius. Why are your solutions effective for what you're doing, okay? Well, for example, you're dealing with diabetics. You tell them chromium. It enhances your insulin sensitivity so that more of the carbohydrates that you eat go into the muscle cells and they don't stay within the blood and it helps you bring down your blood sugar. It's like a natural metformin, okay? So really showcase your genius. This is where your training, you really shine. Now what if you're thinking, I'm still in school, I'm just out of school, I don't really know all that much. Well, let me tell you, you probably know a lot more than the people you're speaking to, right? Anybody ever had teachers in grade school who were like one lesson ahead of you? Well, they knew more than you did. And you probably, even if you're fresh out of school or if you're still in school, you probably know a lot more than the general public, than your audience. So it doesn't take a lot to look like a genius in front of them. Okay? Seeding. This part's really powerful. Anybody know what that is? Awesome. So let me teach you what seeding is. Seeding is this. You put little seeds throughout your talk, little hints at what you do. Okay, so you never want to go to a one-hour sales pitch. That's annoying. People walk out of the room. They're frustrated and everything. Seeding is a way to sneak little pieces in there, and then at the end, you've kind of planted seeds, so at the end, they really want to know what you're doing. So for instance, let's say you're at a talk, and you say, when I work with my clients, fill in the blank and say what you do. Another way to seed is to give testimonials, okay? Now, in the naturopathic field, it's not as easy, but if you're as a nutritionist, you say, so I was working with a client who, as a result of X, Y, and Z, was able to lose 13 pounds of body fat and add 3 pounds of muscle in a matter of X, Y, and Z weeks, okay? I guess if you're naturopathic without mentioning any specific names, you can do that too, okay? So seed throughout the talk. Don't just make it one seed. Seed them a few times throughout the talk, okay? This is a key point towards having a very smooth transition from just, you know, here's great content, here's a sale, to they want you to sell them as a result of seeding. Seeding is super important, okay? So seed throughout the talk, don't overdo it, but don't underdo it either. Generally speaking, in a one-hour talk, I like to have between 3 and 5 seeds, okay? Next is probably the most important part of the talk, the commitment or the close. Okay, so you've been giving a lot of great content. Now, how do you get them to actually buy what you say? How do you get them to actually want what you're selling? Okay, so although this part is probably 5 or 10 minutes of your talk, even if you're doing a 1 or 2 hour talk, this is where you should spend a lot of your attention when you're preparing for it. Okay, not during the talk, but when you're preparing for it. So the first part of how your close is you describe your lead magnet. And again, you've all described your lead magnet earlier in the exercise we did. So here's my lead magnet. My target audience is men and women between 40 and 60, fairly affluent, who want to lose weight and live in the greater Toronto area. Okay? That's my target market. That's who I'm targeting. So my lead magnet is this. Pretend you're that audience. What I offer is what's called a dream body map session. During the dream body map session, we sit down with you one-on-one, face-to-face, and figure out what's your hormonal profile. What does your body fat say about your hormonal profile? What's going on in your body? What are your goals? Are you trying to lose body fat, gain muscle, and so on? That's what we do during the Dream Body Map session. We figure out all that stuff that makes you unique, and we give you a specific exercise, nutrition, supplementation strategy to go with what you're selling. So pretend you're a 40 to 60-year-old professional who want to lose weight. Would that be attractive to you? Sure. And you want to design something just like that that's as attractive to your audience, whoever that may be. So that's my lead magnet. Part two is you state the value of a lead magnet. So this is a very quick one sentence. The Dream Body Map session is $90. Okay? So just state the value. What is the lead magnet worth? Or if you're promoting a book, my book is worth $30, $40, $50, whatever the case may be. So just state the value. What is it worth? Okay? Then you offer a guarantee. And here's my guarantee. So if you want to buy the Dream Body Map session, frequently people choose to buy personal training afterwards. And if you do, here's my guarantee to you. If you end up buying personal training, if at any point you're not satisfied with the service, let us know, and you can stop your workouts and your payments right there. So even if you bought a package of 30, but you've only gone through 5 sessions, and at that point you're not satisfied, let us know. No more payments. You don't have to pay for the other 25 sessions, nor do you have to complete the workouts. Okay? We're very proud of the service we offer. We believe we do it unlike any of our competitors, and that's why we're proud to offer this guarantee. Okay, so create a very powerful guarantee just like yours. Now, I know the naturopaths in the room are thinking, I'm not allowed to guarantee my services. Maybe you're not allowed to guarantee results, but you can guarantee something. There's always something you can guarantee. Maybe you can guarantee wait times. Okay, maybe you can say, a lot of people are frustrated by having to wait at the doctor's office for 45, 50, 60 minutes. You can guarantee that if you come in, you'll be on time. Okay, there's always some aspect of your service that you can guarantee that does not violate your rules. Okay, so find something you can guarantee. And then you discount the lead magnet and or add bonuses. So here's the way I do it. I say the Dream Body Map session is $90. But as a today, right here, right now only promotion, it's actually free on 3 conditions. Then I list my conditions. Okay? One of the conditions is that it is $20. It's not actually free. Okay? The Dream Body Map session itself is free, but you agreed to pay $20 to cover the materials fee. So basically, I mean, it costs us money and gas to run the Dream Body Map session. We have to rent a room and so on. That's our price of running the session. So we don't make any money on the Dream Body Map session, but we don't want to lose any either, okay? So you discount the lead magnets or add bonuses, okay? So that's the way I do it. The other thing is you add time scarcity. As I mentioned, this promotion is good for right here, right now only. As soon as I step out of the room, the price goes back up to the regular price of $90 plus HST. So if you want the Dream Body Map session at $20, you do it right here. And then you add quantity scarcity. So you might say you have, let's say you're speaking to a room full of 50 people. I like to have between 20 and 25% open spots, okay? Meaning between 10 and 12 or 13 open spots. So if I have a room of 50 people, I might say there are 50 of you, but there are only 12 open spots for the Dream Body Map session. Then I have a list with the available times. I have a list right here. I'm going to put it at the back of the room. I put the sheet of paper down, and then I say, thank you very much. That's the end. Okay? Don't add any more information after that, because it dilutes the message. Okay? So as soon as you're done, put that sheet down, shut up, done. Okay? And then let everybody flock to the back. Okay? So add quantity, scarcity. Okay? So that's how I use that. And lastly, a call to action. Again, if you want the Dream Body Map session, here's the piece of paper. I put it down right there. Go to it. Okay? Simple as that. Again, very, very important to not take questions after that. Take questions one-on-one, but don't take it in a group. Okay? Because the last thing you want is somebody to ask you about your price. Okay? And if you're not the cheapest one around, it's not really something you want them to know right then and there. You want to show your value before they find out why you're charging as much as you do. Okay? So do not take questions in public. Take questions one-on-one, but don't take them in public after you've put down that piece of paper and you're done, okay? So again, your piece of paper is down, shut up, let everybody go to the back of the room and, you know, flock to it, book your assessments, and everybody else is asking you questions one-on-one. One-on-one is fine, okay? Any questions so far? Great. Now, let's go back to this for a sec. Who wants to make money from public speaking without public speaking? I'll show you how you can do that. So, Jimmy Kimmel does that, Johnny Fallon does that, Jay Leno, and so on. Host another speaker. Simple as that, okay? So how can you make money this way? So for example, you have a clinic, you have a practice, you have an office, and so on. You bring in a speaker that would be interesting to your clients. Let's say you're a nutritionist, so you don't offer exercise, okay? So you bring in a personal trainer to speak to your clients because they're interested in that, okay? So how can you make money from that model? There's a few different ways. One is you can charge directly for the seminar and split the profits. Let's say you charge $20, $30, $50 for the seminar, and you get 20 people to come out. So you can, let's say you charge $20 times 20 people, that's $400. $20 goes to you, $20 goes to the speaker. Or the split can be 40, 60, whatever you choose to do, okay? So that's one way to make money from public speaking without you doing the speaking. Another one is the seminar is free, but you can get referral fees from the speaker. For example, let's say the speaker is selling coaching programs. And they agree to give you a percent of every coaching program they sell to every client that comes as a result of your talk, okay? So that can add up very quickly. Let's say a coaching program costs $1,000 for simplicity's sake, and in a group of 20 people, they're able to sell two people on those $1,000, okay? If you negotiate, let's say, a 10% referral fee, then you can get $200 without really that much effort, okay? Just get people in the room, and the other person takes care of everything else. So that's another way to make money from public speaking without you public speaking. Here's another one. When you invite your clients, your patients, and so on, they don't just come by themselves. They'll bring a spouse, they'll bring a friend, and so on, right? People don't like to go to events by themselves. So you're getting exposure to people who otherwise don't know about your clinic but are referred by people who are clients or patients of yours. And so it's like an endorsement from them. So you're getting exposure that way, okay? So other people who have not experienced your services in the past will get a chance to actually be in your clinic or your office and see what you're doing right up there. So bringing a friend is very powerful, okay? So here's some examples of my joint ventures. One I've done is with Down to Earth Natural Foods. That's a health food store in Richmond Hill on Young and Elgin Mills. So they did a big renovation and they invited me to give a talk. As a result of that JV, they were able to sell, I think, $1,200 worth of supplements in one night, which is very atypical for them. Another one is the IDA Pharmacy. So about a year ago, they opened an IDA Pharmacy in Thornhill Woods on Bathurst and Rutherford, and they're a very innovative pharmacy, so they got alternative health speakers to come in and speak. So I was able to come into there, and they sold $800 worth of supplements that day, okay, in a span of about a couple hours. Another one, Dr. John Dempster, anybody familiar with him? Okay, a lot of people. So I've done 4 talks at his clinic. And so far to this day, he's gotten 11 new patients as a result of that. At an average patient value of, I don't know what his is, but let's say an average patient value is $2,000, 12 new people or 11 new people is $22,000, $24,000, okay? And what did he have to do to get those 12 new patients? He just pushed send. And his secretary registered all the people who were interested, and that's how it happened, okay? And there has been others. So find people who have something to offer to your clients but are not competitive to you. And so, what are the criteria? Again, they have to be related but not competitive. Again, if you're a nutritionist, naturopath, chiropractor, you're trained in nutritional therapies, etc., you're not really trained in exercise, bring in a personal trainer. You're a chiropractor, bring in a nutritionist. You know, figure out who's related but not competitive. That's one. The other criteria is that you want somebody who can promote your clinic or office to a large list, okay? So you don't want to be doing the whole promotion yourself. You want to get some free publicity out of this, right? Who wants free publicity? We all do. So what if somebody with a mailing list of, let's say, 2,000 people tells those 2,000 people who do not know your clinic or office that I'm going to be giving a talk at this place, it's free, come on out, but please register first, okay? Would that give you some exposure? Sure. Would that give you some new clients? Absolutely, okay? So that's another one. Another important criteria is somebody who can engage the audience. You don't want somebody boring. The worst thing you can do as a speaker is you can be boring, okay? So the first rule is don't bore your audience. So you want somebody who's exciting, who can interact with the audience, not just speaking at the audience, but speaking with the audience. That's criteria number 3. And criteria number 4 is you want somebody who has lots of experience speaking to related businesses. So if you're a nutritionist or a naturopath, you want somebody else who's spoken for other nutritionists or naturopaths, okay? And criteria number 5 is they can sell without being high pressure or salesy. If you bring someone in, obviously your reputation is on the line. You want the speaker you bring in to appreciate that, okay? Because if that speaker does a 1-hour sales pitch, it's going to reflect badly on you, okay? So you want somebody who can sell effectively, okay, without being pushy or salesy or high pressure or anything like that, okay? So those are your criteria for a speaker. So on your worksheet, take 2 or 3 minutes and list 2 or 3 speakers that you can bring in for your clients or patients. And again, here are the criteria. So anybody want to share what kind of speakers they can bring in? Anybody? Yes. Yep. Yeah. Awesome. Beautiful. Good, good. Awesome. So that's a long list, way more than 2 or 3. Beautiful. So you got your next 8 months planned out. Anybody else want to share? Yes. Oh, can you invite me? Yes. Which actually, I like you because that's my next point. The sponsored speaker program. So let me tell you what that is. So the sponsored speaker program is where your clinic or office hires me to come and speak to your clients or patients. What do you get out of that? First, you get a promotion to my mailing list and social media. So I have a newsletter. It has about 2,000 subscribers on it. My Facebook has 1,200 followers. LinkedIn has 1,200. And Twitter has 1,200. All in all, that's over 5,000 or 6,000. Okay. So if I get invited and hired to speak at your clinic or office or whatever, I'm going to promote you to 6,000 local people. The other thing you get is done-for-you promotion. So I will write the emails that you can send out to your clients and patients, and you can feel free to modify them, but I'll write the emails. All you have to do is copy, paste, push send, and wait for the registrations to come in. The other thing we'll do is if you're thinking, well, my clinic or office just does not have enough space, don't worry. We'll take care of logistics. We might do a library, our hotel room, something like that. But we'll take care of all that stuff. So done-for-you promotion. Promotion to my mailing list and local subscribers of 6,000 plus people. And finally, you get to attract new clients, okay? So out of 6,000, what if you got 1% of those people going to your website? And what if a few of those actually signed up for your service? Even if they didn't come to the talk, they just saw that your service actually exists. For a lot of people, the hardest thing is just letting the public know that you're out there. If you get promotion to 6,000 local people who are following me, which means they're interested in health and fitness, well, that's a pretty good promotion. Okay. Now, usually, that's $3,400. Basically, they buy 100 copies of my book. So when I was hired by RBC and Sears, they bought 100 copies of my book at $34 per book. So my fee is $3,400. Okay. Now, as of right now, only promotion. See what I'm doing here? As of right now, only promotion. It's actually free. Okay. However, there are 3 conditions. Condition number 1 is that if you found the talk beneficial, after the talk, you agree to give me a 1 or 2 minute video and written testimonial, okay? That's only if you found it beneficial. If you found my talk completely sucked, don't have to do it. Then, you must book the talk this weekend, okay? Which means that after I'm out of here, it's no longer free. It's back up to my usual fee, okay? So, that's condition number 2. And condition number 3 is you agree to cover my own cost of running the talk. Again, that's gas, getting to your clinic or office, and so on. That's just $20, okay? So this is for you if you're afraid of public speaking. Even though I gave this talk, you're still afraid of public speaking, and you don't want to public speak. This is for you if you don't know where your next client is coming from or the next profits. If you're sitting there, you've got a beautiful clinic, but it's completely empty. This is for you if you're afraid of going out of business. This could attract a lot of business to you. And this is for you if you're just not certain about where the next client is coming from, where the next paycheck is coming from, and so on, okay? So this makes sense if any of these apply to you, okay? So the next step, I'm at booth number 27, okay? I have a list of 25 available spots, but from what I'm told, there are 350 of you here. So it is first come, first served, okay? Thank you very much.